ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, October 1st. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 18%. That's roughly how much shares of Netflix have risen since July. On Thursday, the stock reached a new all-time intraday high. The stock's recent strong run is a reflection of the company's focus on new content. This week, executives released statistics for the debut of Squid Game, a new Korean-language survival show that premiered on Netflix earlier in September. The program is on track to be the most popular foreign-language Netflix original, and it could end up being the streaming platform's most popular series ever. But the success of the company's lineup of original programming isn't the only reason investors are excited. This week, Netflix announced it would acquire Night School Studio, a video game company. The potential for a gaming service could broaden Netflix's product offerings. The next number up is $10 billion. That's roughly the value of the trading card business for sports merchandise company Fanatics. The company revealed the figure this week as it sought to line up new financing, according to a report from CNBC. About a month ago, Fanatics announced that it had lined up the licensing rights for top professional sports leagues, including Major League Baseball and the NFL. The company was able to attract those top leagues because it offered equity in the company to the leagues and the player unions. But some Wall Street executives have called the valuation into question because Fanatics' new contracts don't start for a couple years. Meanwhile, the latest funding round could be the precursor to Fanatics buying other companies, since that's what the company has usually done with the money it has raised in the past. Our last number is 74%. That was the efficacy rate for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. That's according to a large, late-stage trial that was conducted in the U.S., Chile, and Peru. The trial involved over 30,000 participants and aimed to ascertain how effective the vaccine was at preventing symptomatic illness. It was conducted in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Institutes of Health. Although the AstraZeneca vaccine is widely used in the U.K. and Europe, it hasn't yet been authorized in the U.S. The company has said it plans to apply for full approval from the Food and Drug Administration later this fall, instead of getting an emergency use authorization like the other COVID vaccines available in the U.S. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, October 1st. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.